Hello and welcome. This is Starsoot and I'm Janit Gambhir for another step through ancient histories and star stories. The Upanishads describe the sanctity of the horse, in particular the horse's head, as the Ashwamedha Yagna, the horse sacrifice that sets the universe in motion. To this point, they see the Brahman, the self, in the Hirangarbha. And the horse is what emerges from the golden egg. The head of the Ashwamedha is the dawn, its eye the sun, its vital force the breath of prana in the air, its open mouth the fire called Vaishnavara. The body of the Ashwamedha is the year, its back is heaven, its belly the sky, its hooves are the earth, its sides the four quarters. Its ribs the intermediate quarters, its members are the seasons, its joints the months and fortnights, its feet the days and nights, its bones the stars and its flesh meet the clouds. Its food of gestation is the sand, its blood runs as the vessels that would make the rivers. Its vaktrakloman, the liver and spleen organs, are as the mountains. Its hair the herbs in the trees. Its front part is the ascending sun. Its hind in part the descending sun. Its yawning is lightning. Its body shakes as thunder. As fire it makes water is rain. And it neighs for a voice. This was from the Upanishads. Interestingly, the dawn is otherwise often described as Arun, or the rays of Aruni. Arun is the bird of paradise, the constellation Apis, one with no legs but can fly. Whereas the older brother of Arun in the Indian pantheon is the eagle god Garuda, an epithet of Vishnu. And these are supposed to be the first flying bird creatures from the sky. Now, while the red dawn of the sun's chariot is supposed to be where the galaxy's life began, the horse-led dawn infers to life beginning on the earth, the Aries taking over from Pisces, the heritage of the universe's earliest origin. To that end, the belly of the horse in the Upanishads refers to another starry notion. On the belly of the flying horse Pegasus is a star called Alpharatz or Sira, which shares its place with the third eye of a chain maiden in the Andromeda constellation. And this is one of the only two stars that are actually shared between two constellations. And each part of the horse described is yet part of holiness ascribed. For it is said that as Haya, the horse carried the gods. Then as Yajin, it transported the Devas, Celestials and Minstrels. As Arva, it carried the Asuras. And then as Aswa, it carries the man. Which likely infers to the horse genome. Later in the sky, we have the constellation Pegasus, the flying horse, and right beside it, pipping its head in front, is the running horse Equilus or Celerus, whose form we assume man was made in. Now, while the lotus figure twined to the horse is something that Hercules achieves and Vishnu transcends, the same prototype lotus figure is used in higher meditations as well. However, these are seen separately as the 51 letters of the one mala and the 32 steps of the ether as principles. Which brings us to Jason and the Argonauts, who had for his fellow crewmen 49 men and one woman, and then as 51 heroes of language, who sets about to recover the golden fleece in the spark of fire of Ares. For the helm of Phrixus, the ram that was golden to fly, is twined to the first degree and the mind of man, connecting the two parts of the mind, keeping us warm. Woolly mammoth into hibernated Ares, and the hair of wisdom to hear. And that helm of Phrixus is set across the mind's four lobes, frontal, parietal, temporal, and occipital, Much as the nature of the four steps, dharma, artha, kama, moksha, order meaning work, love, desire, and liberation. And it is said that there are four oceans. Upon the back, the sugarcane ocean, the dharma self. The right of the body is the salt ocean, the earth self. The front of the body is the ghee ocean, the kama self. And the left is the milk ocean, the moksha self. And there the story of Brahma as the horse of Prajapati, churning the oceans, is twined with the story of fire and Yama, the god of death and the passage of the gods in life across 40 days and nights of the earth. However, the form we see of Brahma is of the older grandfather-like creator god. Those are the charioteer representations, which is iterated very often as turning points of the stories in the sky. The next few stars we encounter in the sky are such a set of stars. The depth of these stories is profound, and so we meet them on the back of our own healing of steps. To encapsulate a larger discourse, we believe the horses are noble and inspired breath here. And later on in the sky, we come across the rib of the horse to the rib of the lion, twined as inferred to in Christianity. This is Zeus and Hera, and the advent of the planet system of the stars. On a higher node, we also have the bear to the deer, but in a far more intricate system than anticipated. In the Ainu culture, bears are supposed to be the ancestor guardians to the afterlife, and as in the Indian traditions with the elephant sages. All the same, it helps to know the obvious stories told in the stars, so the obscure and dense ones we encounter prove interesting as well. So let me pause here and gather the threads we are going to trace in the next few minutes. Whereupon the second step of the moon's 108-fold path journey, moving through the degrees 3 to 7 of Aries. In this span, we will encounter the karmic chain of Andromeda, the shaping clay of the Kumaras, which is the sculptor, the rebirth fire of the phoenix with the sage's star and the guardian knot, and finally the clock of time itself and the girdle of embodied form. So one of the most pivotal stars starts us off here in the second step of the stars, the star vertex from the chain maiden Andromeda, and as an entire galaxy represented, the M31 spiral galaxy. Set upon a collision course to our galaxy in a few million years, but quite real in its space-time quotient. In the Indian Puranas, the ship of the progenitor Vaivasvata Manu is hooked to a fish. And this is from the Matsya Purana, where Vishnu takes the avatar of a fish in the first recorded flood of ancient history. This is the star that is supposed to have been connected. The daughter of Vaivasvata Manu is called Ida, and eventually her marriage is one of the first god-man twining trees of heritage. Ida is also referred to as the breath of the left nostril, the Ida Nadi. And of course the mountain Ida in the Western world. To that end, vertex is the point of the chain that binds the maiden in the sky, and was seen by the ancients as the binding knot of karma. While the M31 galaxy of the vertex has over a trillion stars and is literally on a collision course, the ancients somehow bridged and incorporated that in their roadmap of the sky. The chain that the maiden is bound to is the natural and obvious reading, where the chain is of karma and of darkness and of ancient memory, and on the fourth degree of the pineal gland, the fourth degree of Aries, marking a spot that binds the chain to the body. And while the Matsya Purana infers the connected ship, we find another hidden chain in the stars that are eventually the great ship of the heavens, Argo Navi. Where the feminine has the obvious chain, the masculine energies share their chain in the making and shaping of their worlds. This is the point in the stars in the galaxy where matter and antimatter stand twined, an entire universe in conflict and resolution. There is a vertex point in astrology where energy builds up, the what happens when no options are taken, the default path. Vertex, the star or galaxy from Andromeda, is on the fourth degree and represents the point of the ante in the sky. Which brings us to the fifth degree and the star of the clay, or the first potter or crafter in the sky, the Alpha Sculptores, the Kumaras of the Indian tradition, or what's known as Priam or Numo's clay, in both mythologies used to craft what would eventually become man. On the degree that stands for the eyes on the cosmic body, we find the star of form being crafted from the formless. Shiva's name as a Kumara is called Sanat Kumar, or the Siddha Yogi, and is interestingly the name after Vaman and before Vasishtha in sequence. We'll find the Vasishtha Seven Sages references in the stars presently. Now, the first potter of form made of clay as Shiva Sanat Kumar is the 341st name of Shiva. And if we were to take out 341 degrees from the 360 of the zodiac, we come to the next star from the constellation Sculptoris, the Beta Sculptoris, after this Alpha star. And even there, right next to the sculpture's form, is a star from the constellation of Rebirth. Which brings us to the next degree, from the eyes and form, and what holds the eyes and shapes form, the seventh degree of Aries, a star from the Phoenix and the guardian knot of the sages of Pisces. Those that know of Indian tradition know of the two primary instances of the pyre as the sacrificial fire. The first is the Shiva Shakti story. The second is Sandhya and Arundhati, one of the marriage stars twined to Vasishtha of the Arsa Major. The Sati story is the goddess form burning in the fire as her husband. The Sandhya story of Brahma with his daughter form Saraswati Sandhya. Sandhya finds out how to jump cycles of rebirth and rejects that life to start a new life. And in this she is helped by Parvati and is given an invisible blanket that keeps her safely through that particular sacrificial fire that would spread across lifetimes. And Sandhya on her part chose her last teacher, the sage Vasishtha of the Arsa Major, to be her husband when she emerged on the other side as Arundhati, a double star next to Vasishtha star Miser called Alcor, the revolving star of fidelity. Interestingly, her father in her birth is Arundhati, is called Medhatithi, which translates to opportune time. On the very next degree, we find a star of the clock in the stars. And the Ashwamedha Yagna of the horses of Ashwin corresponds to this stage and star of rebirth. And so this star of rebirth, the Sai Phoenix, is the ashes of the firebird, from whence it will find rebirth. And right beside it is the guardian knot of the cord of Pisces, the star of the sages, the star of twining, guiding knowledge, and the star of the hair of wisdom, Alrisha. Alrisha used to be called Okra, the cord that connects the fish with knowledge and blessings. It's the Alpha Pisces, and the Babylons called it Riksu, where Riks to the Indians are the Rig Veda holy verses, and Riks also means bear. This is the Guru's knot of wisdom from the sages. And here the Brahma Granthi star also represents the hair borne by the sages as the knowledge called Resh, as the star Alrisha. And also here finds resolution of the Sandhya Arundhati story to Vasishtha of the Seven Sages, who we will find when we make our way to Leo 4 zodiacs down. The phoenix in the clay, with the star of the sages. Vedic wedding rituals invoke the names of Vasishtha and Arundhati in their traditions, according the twined path of reading the cosmic sky. Vasishtha is also seen as an aspect of Shiva within the Arsa Major Seven Sages, and in so is also called the Maharishi. Sandhya stands for a name for the child-likeness and is a junction of time, like the hours of the dusk and the dawn. Arundhati thereafter has stories that accord her the perfect devotion and the holiest of holies. Which brings us to the next degree, the 6 to 7 Aries that governs the ears of the cosmic being, and to some largely governs their inner hearing. In another story, it is said that creation appeared from an ear, like the conch from the ocean, and in that conch was heard music and the voice of the heavens. And there is a sage in the Indian tradition called Veda, just like the holy books, which sets about another jeweled story of hearing. So on the seventh degree is a star from the clock of the heavens, Horogolion, and Mirak, a star marking the girdle of Andromeda. In the stars there exists a clock, shaped like the old grandfather clocks, complete with the large pendulum. Now just as this star sits at 6 degrees upon beginning, the pendulum on the other side of the zodiac swings, encompassing almost the entire zodiac until 21 degrees of Pisces, 345 degrees later, practically the entire journey 9 degrees before the close of the zodiac. And with Vasishtha being the 342nd name of Shiva, this story is just 3 stars from Alrisha, the sage's star. And right next to the next clock star, at 350 degrees, is Sira, Andromeda's third eye and the belly of the horse Alpharetz, which I mentioned right at the start. This Zeta Horogolium is the star we call timekeeper and is the escapement mechanism of the clock, the part that has to be winded repeatedly to keep the clocks going, and implies the greater Kal Chakra for life. And then we come to the first star that signifies the context of dressing and clothes for the man beings, the girdle of Andromeda and the covering cloth. The girdle here refers to both the pressure felt in the belly region as well as the context covering clothing and hidden gender-based sexuality. Interestingly, the clock star is the 12th star in the sky, and where the cloth begins the 13th star. We find the deepest notions of life and influences embedded thoroughly in the star from the very onset. And then as we proceed further, there is a very coherent narrative in the sky as to how energies proceed. So the meaning or the artha step of the healing horses have brought us this. The reminder in the vertex of Andromeda in karma, and the joint source darkness that reflects in every being, as in the sky, the point of the chain star vertex on the degree of the pineal gland. And then in the eyes, there is the clay of the form, the first form or the maker. To behind the eyes, the star of rebirth with the guardian knot of the sages, the 2 fish that begin the sky's journey. And the 5th star is the timekeeper clock, and the 6th, the girdle and cloth of engendered energy. Andromeda's rebirth through Phoenix, Sculptoris, Pisces and Horologium, all within a horse's step and traced in the deepest and most ancient of journeys. Not quite the way I thought I would tell this episode, but as this story told me, We have the idea of fire three times in the stars already. Once as the poet star of the altar Ara, and twice in the stars of the phoenix firebird. While the tree that made the ship Argus of Jason and the Argonauts is supposed to bear the greater fruits of heaven, and the kings are the fruits, say the stars, the first kings that were the gods, giants, and men. But the fire of knowledge exists in languages, and they burn away the very origins until only the fruits remain, also say the stars. The divine feminine was split into 49 fires of the alphabets, with one chord as a yin aspect. And helming that great ship of adventure was Jason, the 50 heroes and gods to his cause called the Argonauts. And in that journey he rescues and carries an old woman on his back across the waters beyond. And in the act he loses one of Mercury's sandals that had allowed him to race through the stars, but the woman was Hera herself. And hers was the greater tree of language that later made covenant and built the ship. And so although the first part of the sky harbors a lot of the moon stories, by the time they reach us, those earliest legends, they are merely a portion and sentiment of the early traditions of the stars. This has been a wonderful start to the skies. Thank you so much for listening. That's all for this time. I have another short episode on mythology slated soon, if you would like to listen to that. This was our second step of our 108-part series and the third episode of Starsuit. I'm Janit Gambhir, your navigator through the stars. For more, you can check out the website starsuit.space. I also have a recent book out called Stars, Myths and Syllables, likely available near you. Thank you so much again for listening. Om Godspeed and God bless.